Researchers at Vanderbilt University have found a way to convert carbon dioxide into a valuable supermaterial. As WPLN's Jay Shaw reports, the new process creates carbon nanotubes that could transform nearly every technology that an average person uses.
The nanotubes would usher in a quiet revolution. You might not notice a physical difference between a computer chip made of silicon or a carbon nanotube, but you would notice that your computer is faster. Anna Douglas is a PhD student and a member of the research team. She says even if you buy nanotubes in bulk right now, it could cost $100 per gram, and that's just not commercially viable.
We've been saying we're 2 years away from carbon nanotubes changing the world for 20 years. And so the reality is, you know, people have made incremental changes to the way we manufacture these materials, and that's made the price go down a little bit over time.
Not only is the traditional process to create nanotubes expensive, it has an environmental cost too. It releases toxic chemicals into the atmosphere. But the new technique solves both problems. It pulls carbon dioxide from the air to grow nanotubes more efficiently.
We've sort of started from ground zero and said, if you wanted to make really good carbon nanotubes at low costs and high quantities, what would you do? You know, number one, you'd want to use a reliable, abundant, cheap feedstock, right? So carbon dioxide, it's everywhere. We're trying to find ways to get rid of it. Why not make it into a useful material?
The nanotubes are a very tiny cylinder of carbon atoms, thousands of times smaller than a single human hair. And at that size, the cylinder picks up valuable properties. Carrie Pint is an assistant professor at Vanderbilt University and part of the team that discovered the process. He says the tubes are stronger and lighter than steel, more conductive than copper, and have thermal properties that are competitive with diamonds.
During the course of your day, you're never going to be more than 2 feet away from a material where carbon nanotubes can't transform the properties of that material.
Pine and Douglas have a pending patent on the process and have received funding from the Department of Energy to create nanotubes on a larger scale. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.